10th grader Lila Owen came into the studio to talk about Teacher Appreciation Week, which takes place May 4th. She's on the student council and she's heading up this phenomenal week of surprises and puppies and goats and all kinds of things. And she's also doing a little reach out to the community for some sponsorship and special gifts for the teachers. Here's my conversation with the amazing Lila Owen. Hi, Lila. I'm so happy you're here today. Tell me what you've been up to about with Teacher Appreciation Week at the high school.
Basically, this year I kind of took over in planning Teacher Appreciation Week with some of my fellow student council members. We're very excited. We've been planning a couple events for each day. We kind of really wanted to step it up this year and really show them how much we care about them. So
yeah, that's wonderful. So tell me how this is. So you're on the student council, mm-hmm. and you are a sophomore?
Yes.
Okay. Were you on the student council last year?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What does it mean to do this for teachers? Why?
I just felt it was one of our most important spirit weeks that sometimes doesn't get the attention it deserves. You know, we have homecoming, we have prom, but the teachers are really what make the school go round. And so we need to appreciate them. And so I really just wanted to recognize them. You know, they wake up every morning just as we do to come and teach us. They deserve to be recognized for that.
Oh, I love it. Well, I've, you know, having gone through the school system so far, I have two children at Ecker, and I've seen the Teacher Appreciation Week at the elementary school and the middle school, but I've never heard of like what you're doing. It sounds like you are going the next extra mile. So tell me about your day. So the whole week is dedicated to teachers. So how do you plan that out?
So this year, it starts on May 4th. So that Monday, we are having the Lucky Ones coffee truck coming. Then that Tuesday, we're doing a popcorn bar and puppies from Nuzzles & Co. So puppies and popcorn.
Oh, fun. Do they get to pet puppies?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
We did it last year with paninis, and it was by far the most loved day.
I love it. Do they get to potentially adopt them?
Yeah. Last year, we had three dogs come, one dog and two puppies, and I think both of the puppies got adopted by teachers.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
Yes, I love it. And then that's on Tuesday. Can I come?
Of course.
What about Wednesday?
Wednesday, we're doing a little bouquet making station. So just little bud vases and flowers. And then for that Monday as well, the coffee truck is getting sponsored by the Eschenfelders.
Okay.
They are a kind family in Park City. Thursday the 7th is root beer floats and baby goats. So I'm going to have a little Sunday bar, and then baby goats are coming.
Wow. And you get to pet and hold the baby goats?
I think so. They may be a little bit bigger just because of the timing in May.
And who is bringing the goats?
His name is Francisco. I think he's from Camas, and he has a farm. So I need to figure out his official business name, but Francisco's coming with the goats.
Yay, Francisco. So we used to have we called it Goatmageddon. It was a whole bunch of goats come and chew down the grasses to prevent fires. And we would see all the baby goats and the mama goats, and there was probably 700 goats on the open space out. Okay, so cool. Goats, baby, root beer floats, and baby goats. This is so awesome. Now, what's happening on Friday? How do you top that?
Well, Friday is kind of our smaller day. They always get a handwritten letter and a little gift. So this year it's a sticky notepad and a pen, because later that day the PTSO is giving them a catered lunch.
Okay.
From Stacked. And then they are also sponsoring the goats.
Nice. Okay. So then what else do you want to do? It sounds like you are looking to the community to help with more personal gifts, like you were saying, massages or a night out to a nice restaurant. So what is it you're looking for?
In addition to the events, I kind of want to do little one-off prizes. So maybe during the week we can do like a scavenger hunt. And if they find something, they get to turn it in for a prize, such as a free dinner with one guest or a facial. I really just am looking to the community to see if they're willing to be involved with that. Because while I have amazing sponsors and really great event ideas, I don't think I can cover a bunch of dinners or facials or massages, but I think they really deserve that. extra step to be taken for them. I'm kind of thinking between either an opportunity drawing for some prizes or a scavenger hunt around the school to determine who gets what.
Well, it's so nice that you're doing this. Can you, it sounds like you have a real mature understanding of how hard the teachers work, and for being a student and committing so much time and doing this on your own with the student council. It's such a wonderful thing. Can you tell me why, what makes a teacher memorable?
For me, it's not the teachers that make big gestures or just those one-off days, but really recognizing that I'm a person in addition to a student is what makes a teacher memorable for me. Taking the effort to really get to know these little people who are in your classroom every day, because I may be struggling in math, but I also have a soccer game, or it's my birthday, but you don't really know that. And the teachers who really take the effort to recognize who you are the ones who I really remember.
Mm, I love that. And tell me what else you've been doing on student council.
My job is student on the board, so completely unrelated to the event planning. So I'm kind of the student representative for the school district. So I go to school board meetings, PTSO meetings, and Park City Library, Friends of the Library board meetings as well.
Oh, okay. So how did you get elected to that, or did you say, this is what I want to do on the board?
When I interviewed my freshman year, they kind of just told me, hey, I think you'd be good at this, and threw me into it.
Nice. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's worked out well.
And what do you love? What are you hoping to study when you leave high school?
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to try everything right now.
Good. Have you done the aviation thing yet over there?
No, I want to dip my foot in the water over there, though. They actually came to a board meeting on Tuesday and talked about new curriculum programs and everything.
I know. The high school is so cool. Well, this has been great. If there's anything else I didn't ask you or something else that you want to say, please, here is your moment to say it.
Just, if you're a teacher and you're listening, thank you so much for all that you do. We really do appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Yay. Thank you, Lila.
Thank you so much.